the Jews are moving into Egypt. And when they move into Egypt, they do it because there's a famine in the land of Israel. And as a matter of fact, this famine is all over the region. And Egypt stored the food because of Yosef. And that's why Egypt has food. And Yosef, who is the second in command, Yosef ended up in Egypt. First, he was enslaved. Then he was taken out of the jail where he was because of his ability to interpret dreams. He interpreted Pharaoh's dream. And Pharaoh appointed him his chief minister. And he's the one who saved the entire country from famine. And then Jews come to Egypt for food, and Yosef tells them, you move here, and I'll take care of you. And they come to Egypt to save themselves from starvation. And that's how they all settle in Egypt. Then, as we know, Jews spent over two centuries in Egypt, 210 years to be precise, and they slowly became enslaved. And that's how Jews ended up to be slaves in Egypt. And then the whole story of Exodus had to take place for God to take them out with Moses' leadership, and they wandered 40 years in the desert. So now, how and when did this slavery begin? It did not happen overnight. It happened slowly. How did it happen? It says that while Yaakov was alive, our forefather Jacob, who was a patriarch of that family, while he was alive, there was no slavery whatsoever. Slavery slowly began when Yaakov passed away. Now, Yosef was still alive. All of his brothers were still alive. And that's when slavery began. Yosef already saw the beginning of the slavery. And then this slavery was intensifying after Yosef passed away. And when his brother Levi passed away, that's when it was already full-on slavery, like we know it is described in the story of Exodus. Levi was already an adult when he came to Egypt. How did it happen? Nobody came to the Jews and say, suddenly, you are now going to be enslaved. And they rounded up, handcuffed them, and put them in labor camps. Nothing like this happened. The slavery was voluntary. What does it mean? That in Egypt, everybody was obviously ruled by Pharaoh. And we know that every ruler not only is ruling with his whip and brutal force, every leader is first and foremost is an ideological leader. People are looking up to him. And Pharaoh announced that now we are all going to be building our pyramids. And this is the project of the century. This is going to be the pride of our country. This is what we are going to be focusing on. And everybody, whoever was able to build something, was running to build. Jews, Egyptians, and everybody else were there. And it says that even Pharaoh himself came out. Could you imagine? The king of a country is coming to greet everybody at the building site, at the construction site. Whoa! Everybody's so excited. Their morale was boosted. And we know that in every society, if there is any ism, Jews are in the front of this ism. Communism, Jews are in the front of communism. Anarchism, Jews are in front of anarchism. Every ism, every ideology of every country, they are taking the leading positions of every ideology. That's how it was historically everywhere. You know, in Germany, Jews wanted to be better Germans than Germans. In Russia, Jews wanted to be better Russians than Russians. In France, Jews were better French than the French themselves. And here, Jews were in Egypt, and Jews were like, whoa, we need to prove ourselves that we need to prove that we are good Egyptians. And they were at the forefront of this building of a century, the project of the century, in pride of the state. And they were at the forefront, they were building everything. The rest of Egyptians slowly started peeling off, started becoming less and less interested. But Jews were still in the front. Jews were still building everything and working hard. And then the Egyptians stopped coming to these building construction sites altogether. But Jews, they were still building. And do you know what happened afterwards? That's how Jews were stuck with this slavery. So it started voluntarily. And as a matter of fact, we know an interesting thing, that out of all the Jews, out of 12 tribes of the Jews, 13 to be precise, one was not enslaved. The tribe of Levi, in the very beginning, when everybody ran to build these pyramids, the tribe of Levi said, no, we are going to be learning the Torah. We are not interested. And during all these 210 years of Jewish enslavement, they were not enslaved. Why? Because Egyptians understood that there is such a concept as clergy, and clergy is supposed to be dedicated to spiritual causes, and they left them alone. Do you know what would happen if the rest of the Jews would not run to build these pyramids? They would have also left them alone. Only those who wanted to be enslaved ended up being enslaved. And they were enslaved voluntarily. We know there's such a thing called Stockholm Syndrome, when captives are beginning to genuinely love and feel for their captors. So this is exactly what happened. All of the exiles that we Jews have been since the first one are just replicas of our first exile, which is our Egyptian exile. And the reasons are always the same, and the ways to get out of it are also the same. Whenever we think of enslavement, we always think of somebody standing over our heads with a whip. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Enslavement could be voluntarily. See that everywhere where Jews lived, they were always trying very hard to fit in. They were trying very hard to be better Russians than the Russians, better Germans than the Germans, better Egyptians than the Egyptians, better Persians than the Persians. And they always fell for the culture around them. And this is how the enslavement always starts. So if we would be like Levi, and those Jews who are like Levi, who are saying, you know what? Sorry, guys, we have our own culture. We don't need to follow your fads. We don't care what your ideology says. We don't care what you think is cool. We have our own standards, and we have our own understanding of what is right, what is wrong. We're going to be doing our own thing. You do your thing. Live and let live. I do I, you do you. And we live in peace and quiet. Then Jews would never be enslaved. It's only the Jews that are trying to fit into the culture around them and prove themselves and follow the fads of the society that change every minute.